I would have to agree with the minister in some issues here, and that, you know, I said this before, and I think basically with Dublin hotels, I mean, some of the prices they charge is unacceptable. Yes, I do agree that, I mean, our costs are going up. I mean, I'm in the hospitality business all my life, and that means, you know, the minimum wage has gone up, sick days off of that has gone up, the pension scheme is coming now. Yes, I believe there is cost. I mean, the cost of food and drink and all that, it's gone up. But that said, I mean, what Dublin hotels charge for accommodation is unacceptable. It's also given us a bad name in tourism. I mean, it's basically making Ireland a dear place to come to. I mean, we're the second dearest place in Europe to come to now at the moment, Dublin is. And, you know, that goes out there, it puts tourism off. I mean, so yes, there is a lot in what Peter O'Burke is saying. But that said, I mean, a lot of hotels down the country are around Ireland are dependent on tourism and that. And we have to look at our rates. And I hope when the budget do come, I mean, we can adjust the VAT rate. But I think the Dublin hotels are not doing us any favours because, you know, they're charging prices and everybody thinks, yes, the hospitality business is doing very well. But there's a lot of hotels around the country, especially here in Donegal and the Sligo region and the Northwest region, that is suffering and are sweating at the moment, to tell you the truth. But as I said, I mean, I hope that when it comes to the budget, that the VAT rate will be looked at.
And is that all you hope for in the upcoming budget as it relates to helping the hospitality industry? Or would you like to see other or more measures introduced on top of that?
No. I think, Catherine, that the VAT rate would help an awful lot of business and that. And we're not saying it's on accommodation only. It's basically on food. And we all say that. And that will also help the small restaurants. It also help the small bars and that. But, you know, as we keep saying, you know, unless that we're all at it together, and I mean, and we're giving the right message for tourism and working to make sure that tourism happens. Because definitely here in the Northwest region, as I say, is vital for tourism, especially here in Donegal, is a huge employer and that. But at the moment, you know, we're getting bad press, and that is down to a lot of the prices that are being charged in Dublin. And when the minister comes out, and that's what they're looking at, and that is basically the talk. And if you chat to the general public and the local people that go to concerts, I mean, a lot of them drove home from Dublin because they couldn't afford to stay there. And that's the reality. We also seen it for the GAA finals and that. You know, the prices that we're charging hotels. And that's very hard to stand over, and that's very hard to justify. As I say, our costs and everything are going up, but, I mean, you know, that is basically giving us a bad name as a tourism destination. And Ireland has been, you know, a splendid tourism destination for the last number of years, and we can do an awful lot of damage if we overcharge and outmarket ourselves as well.